Shalom Aleichem to meet his friend. This year should be a special schus for Yocheved Feigebas. Michalik Bispas of Soshach Holy Soil. And we're going to be learning the Sugi of Mafkir Abdo of Gerus Shel Eved, Alpi Toras, Agonim Rabbi Abba Berman, that's Sal. The Gemorin Gitna Daf Lametesa on the Beis brings Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who says that they asked Rabbi that if the Adam says Nisya Ashti, in other words, he's Mafkir as Eved, what's the din? And Rabbi said, Ein loy takana. He has no takana to get married. Neither to a Bas Yisrael, Rashi writes, but Bas Yisrael, he can't marry a Jewish girl. Loy b'shivcha, he can't marry a shivcha. Why? Shari m'shucho hu k'tsas. Ve'einoi gamur. He's a little bit m'shucho, but he is not completely m'shucho. He's a little bit free, but not completely. So we see from Rashi, if somebody's mafkir or zevet, he's also v'asirel and b'shivcha, since he's a little bit free, mitzav hefker, and he's not completely free because he doesn't have a get shichul, therefore he can't marry anybody. That's shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is he can't marry anybody. Tosfos later on, daf mem amud aleph, divru ha'maaser osu eved ein lo takana, argue with Rashi, and they hold that since that we see that an eved who's ma'uka of a get shichur, who hasn't yet received his get shichur, who needs a get shichur, he can still eat teruma, so to his mutter b'shivcha. Ve'ein lo takana means he has no takana with a bas choyren. He can marry a free Jewish girl, but he can marry a shivcha. Since he lacks a get shichur, he still has this kinyan iser of avdus on him, and therefore he is aser bebas choyrin, but b'shivcha he's still mutter, and the hefker was just mafkia the kinyan mammon. So the kinyan mammon is gone, but the kinyan iser, as far as marriage is concerned, there he's still permitted to a shivcha. So we'd like to explain shitas Rashi that he's usher to both a shivcha and a bas choyrin. We say later on daf mem amud aleph that if somebody writes a shtar erusin to his shivcha and he says to her with this shtar, si'i boy, v'hiskachi boy, I want you to go out with this shtar, I want you to be free, and I also want you to be miskadeshes with the shtar. So Rabbi Meir Sovar Yesh B'Loshon Hazeh Loshon Shichur Mishuchreres Miskadeshes. Rabbi Meir holds that this is a good shichur. She's Mishtachreres and she's Miskadeshes. Rabbanon hold, it's not a Loshon of shichur. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanon. Is she freed and married with this shtar? According to Rabbi Meir, she is. According to the Chachamim, there is no shichur, and she still is eved. His shivcha. Frekt Taisus and Yevamis, and Daf Mem Zayin on the Beis. How is she mekudeshes? According to Rabbi Meir, she hasn't yet been toiveles for the gerus of shichur. And before tevila, there's no kedushin. So how's she mishtachreres without tevila? That's the kash of Tosis. How's she miskadeshes without tevila? There's no tevila. There's no kedushin without tevila. So how can Rabbi Meir say that she gets freed and married when she hasn't yet been toiveles? In order to be married, first you need tevila. Answers Tosfos that it's talking about a case where she did the tevila before the shichur. So everything is cool. She does her tevila, and then she's freed and married. So we see that Tosfos holds that the tevila of the geirus of shichur is effective even before the shichur. In other words, she can do tevila and then be freed. She doesn't have to do the tefillah after she's free. Even when she's still an eved, she can do the tefillah. However, Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, proves from the Lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the tefillah has to be after the shichur and not before the shichur. The Rambam writes, "Kishi yishtachrer ha'eved tzorich tefillah acheretz b'fnei shloisha b'yom shebo tigam gerus ol Yisrael." When the eved is mishtachrer, he needs another tefillah besides the tefillah that he did when he became an eved. He needs another tefillah after the shichur, in front of three people on the day that his gerus finishes and he becomes a Yisrael. So the Rambam holds, says Reb Chaim, that we require that the tefillah should be after the shichur, not before, because he says when he's mishtachrer, he needs tefillah. Not like Tesvis. Tesvis holds that you can have the shichur before the tefillah, the tefillah before the shichur. The Rambam holds, no, the tefillah has to be after the shichur. Rabbeinu Chaim also proves that the sheet of the Rambam is that the tevila has to be after the shichur from what the Rambam says as follows. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu Chaim. V'gam nire the kevan de ladas ha Rambam atvila midivrei Torah v'chashuv ha'maisa gerus. Since according to the Rambam, the tevila is midivrei Torah and it's considered a maisa gerus. It's not shaykh that the tevila should precede the shichur. Since at the time of the tevila there was no geirus, it's before the shichur. It's not shaykh that it should be effective until after the shichur. There's only geirus at the right time. And Bar Korchach, that the tefillah has to be dafka after the shichur. Ad kan midivrei Moreinu Reb Chaim. So it has to be after the shichur because this gerus is a true gerus in the Torah, and it's meaningless to do tefillah before the gerus starts. First, she has to be freed, and then comes the tefillah, or he has to be freed, and then comes the tefillah. But the tefillah without being freed is nothing. So the question is that Rabbeinu Chaim is machriach, the Rambam has to hold the svara. This is a svara he brings. He says the svara is that tefillah comes after the shichur. How can the tefillah be before the shichur? Nothing happened yet. So it has to be after the shichur as part of the gerus process. Before, and the person is still a regular eved. So he brings this from Svara. But he himself brings Tosfos, who says that tefillah is effective before the shichur. So he says, Al Pi Svara, must be the Rambam has to hold, that besides the Raya brings the Lashon, the Rambam, but he also says, Al Pi Svara, the Rambam has to hold, that first comes the tefillah, first comes the shichur, then comes the tefillah. But how can you say it's such a pashut to Svara when Tosfos doesn't even accept that Svara? You yourself bring Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Moreinu Rabbeinu. You yourself bring Tesis who hold that the tefillah can be before the shichur. So how can you say Al Pi Svara, it has to be that the tefillah is after the shichur? Tosis holds not like that, so it's obviously not such a svara pshuta. So look there in Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi again. This is in Isurei Bia in the 13th Perek, in the 12th Halacha. So there Reb Chaim writes that according to the Rambam, who holds that Tefillah's Gerus to Shichul has to be after Tefillah, then we have the Kashif Tesvis. How is the Kiddushin Toifes when he says, Tziiboy viskachiboy? There's no Tefillah yet. Where's the Tefillah? So, Eich HaRamam Yitmoded in Kushiyat HaTosfot. So Rabbeinu Chaim is mitarets that the MS Eved Mitzad Mikzas HaGerus Shebo Hayat Sarech Liyos Bo Kiddushin. The MS an Eved because of his Mikzas Gerus. There should be Kiddushin. And after there's no Tfisis Kiddushin by an Eved is because of the Pasuk of Shvu Lachem Po Im HaChamor Im Am Adome Lachamor, which is a din Mesuyim and Avodim, that they have a din of a behemoth. Am Adome Lachamor, that's a din Mesuyim and Avodim, that they have such a din. In Memela, there's no Tfisis Kedushin. And therefore, after the Shichul, even before the Tevila, where they're no longer Dine Avdus, there's also no Dine Bamadai Melachamo. And Memela, the Din is that the Eved or Shivcha is a Bark or Bas Kedushin, Mitzad the Mikzas Geros. Just Tevila's Geros is necessary for those Dinim that a full fledged Jew has, male over a female. Because we know there's a gzeira shava of la. An eved to an isha. There's a gzeira shava of la. And then afterwards, the eved becomes a full-fledged Jew. So for that, he needs tevila. But just to get married, all he needs is that he should be to be a bar tefisas kedushin. Mikzas geiros is enough. Then he no longer has a din of amadai melechamo. So that's how, according to Rav Meir, this woman is married. She has mikzas geros. You're right, there's no tevila, but there's a mikzas geros here because he gave her the shtar shichul and erusin. Tziiboy, go out with this, be freed. Viskachiboy, be married. So that mikzas geros is enough to make her his wife. That's how Reb Chaim explains Shitas HaRambam, how this woman can be married. Now Tosfos holds that if there's no tevila before the shichul, there's no tefisas kedushin. So we have to understand why Tosfos doesn't accept the svar of Reb Chaim, that since she was partially freed, there's no din of amadai melachamor and memela she's a bas kedushin. Now the Rambam, in the 13th parak of Yisurei Bia, in the 12th halacha, writes, "Sheishtacher ha'eved sorich tvila acheres." When the eved becomes free, he needs another tvila. "Ve'ein sorich lekabel olav mitzvis ulhodia ikrei hados." When the Eved becomes free, he needs another tevila, and he doesn't have to be mekabel upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs, and to tell him the primary principles of our religion, because they already told him when he was tovel l'shem avdus. Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi there proves v'das ha'tesvus that you don't need kabbalas mitzvahs, is because it's a din b'fne'atzim of a tefilas eved that the avdus is chol bal kolcho, and therefore he doesn't need kabbalas mitzvahs. The Rambam says he doesn't need kabbalas mitzvahs, so he already had it before. Tosfos holds, according to Reb Chaim, that it's not necessary for kabbalas mitzvahs because it's a special din of tefilas eved that it's chol bal kolcho, and therefore no kabbalas mitzvahs is necessary, and we'd like to understand what's the gather of the machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam, if Kabbalah's mitzvah is necessary for an Eved. So that, sweet friends, is the first leg of our journey. And B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we shall continue in the next shir in B'Ritz Hashem, and we will hopefully see Niflos Rabbits V'Gdolos Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. We shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.